Well, Leah, first of all, I just want to say big thank you for taking your time for the interview.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
First question I want to ask is, what got you into music in the first place?
Well, I've always been singing. I started singing when I was really young, and it's just something that I've always enjoyed. And when I was like in junior high school, I did a lot of musical theater and choir, and that was sort of my kickstart into it. And then when I was 18, I started writing music on the guitar. And at that point, it was really just a hobby for me. You know, music is, like I said, always been something that I've enjoyed since a very young age. But it really wasn't until I got to record my first EP in the studio in Nashville that I really kind of had like a aha moment and realized that that was what I wanted to do with my life. And I kind of realized that when I was in the studio for the first time.
Who do you see as your inspiration for getting into music?
I'm not sure. I mean, I have a lot of musical inspiration. Like, there's a lot of artists that I admire, but I don't necessarily think that that's what prompted me to, you know, consider being a musician and writing music as a career. I more think it was that it was just sort of this gut feeling that I had when I sort of became comfortable performing and recording. I just sort of knew that that was what I wanted to do. So nobody, I mean, my family is very supportive and encouraging, but it wasn't their idea sort of for me to do that professionally. It was just something that happened. I don't know if that answers your question, but.
Well, I mean, where you live right now in Texas, it's a massive place for so much of the world's greatest music. Do you feel that just where you live has given you a huge push into music?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Arizona, so I haven't really lived in Austin for very long. I've been here for about a year and a half. And obviously, you know, it being the live music capital of the world was it was very appealing to me. Also, I just love this city. But yeah, I mean, there's so many opportunities here. You know, we have two big music festivals, ACL, South by Southwest, and there's just a lot of venues and opportunities to network and to play here. So yeah, definitely, it's been very inspiring living here. Almost all of my friends are musicians, and it's just, I'm always sort of in awe about how much talent I'm surrounded by.
What was the first instance that you remember singing? When was the first time that you actually started singing for people?
I had to be in grade school. When I was in second grade, I played the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, and I sang in front of pretty decent sized audience. And it's funny because I felt like when I was a kid, I didn't have any fear about that kind of stuff. Like, I don't ever remember being nervous. I just remember loving it. And then you reach a certain age where you become nervous and more concerned with what people think of you. And I wish I could just dial back to like childhood and how I felt when I performed when I was really young. That would be nice, but yeah.
Your first part was in a musical. What was that like? Do you think that still is that sort of the area you were wanting to go for, or do you feel that was just like something fun?
Yeah, I mean, but I never when I was young, I didn't ever dream about sort of being a musician. I think if you would have told me that when I was young, I wouldn't have believed you. You know, I've always liked performing, and I think you know, growing up, musical theater and choir and dance and acting, all these things that I did were just hobbies that I really enjoyed. But I do think, you know, being involved with that obviously made a great impact on me. And that's not something that I want to do now. I don't want to, you know, be on Broadway or anything. It just kind of, everything sort of combined to lead me to writing music. And that, you know, that's what I want to do now.
Well, you've had a few releases so far. What was it like when you first started recording your own music?
When I was recording in the studio, or when I was doing like home demos, or both?
Yeah, if when you were doing both, when you say when you started with the home demos and then went on to the studio recording, what was that like?
Well, it's funny. Like I said, doing this professionally was never something that I thought I could do or want to do. I had a lot of like stage fright about performing in front of other people. So I didn't really start writing music or performing music or doing these little kitschy demo recordings until I was in college. And I just didn't take it very seriously. I just would upload some songs to my MySpace page and kind of like let them out into the universe. And I didn't really think that this would ever become a career or something serious. And then kind of through a series of like serendipitous events, I was able to go down to Nashville and record my first EP. And that was just a really powerful and like magical experience for me. One of my favorite places in the world is to be in the studio. I just feel very at home there and comfortable, and it's just always been such an amazing creative process and so much fun. So it's one of my favorite places to be, and I always just have an amazing time working on my projects. And I think, you know, that was part of the reason where I kind of had like an epiphany when I was there and realized that this was, that in the studio was the place that I felt most at home. And that was just sort of an indication to me that this was something that I needed to do with my life.
So your most recent EP, Ride the Butterfly, which has, from what I've seen, has had a lot of positive talk. I'm seeing 5 out of 5, 10 out of 10 on it. What was it like putting this together as compared to your first lot of work?
Yeah, well, I think any artist would tell you that they want each project that they do to be better than the last and to show growth. And so I think that I definitely felt like this recording the last EP. I had already, you know, recorded two other projects, and I felt like I had grown up a lot just in life and in my writing. So I felt more polished when I was in the studio, and I feel like that shows on the new project. I think my growth is pretty visible. So yeah, I mean, I had a wonderful time recording it. I get to work with super talented people, and it was great. Something that I'm definitely very proud of.
I mean, look at it now. You've had these releases out. What is it like when you're actually out there performing in front of people?
I love to perform. It gives me a really big high, and I still struggle with, you know, nerves. That I'm not gonna lie about that. That's something that's gotten easier, but it's still something that I struggle with. I think it mostly has to do with, you feel very vulnerable a lot of times when you're playing such personal music for people. You're kind of letting people, it sounds cheesy, but you're letting people like into your life and your soul, sort of. So, yeah, it's going to always be like a mixed bag for me, something that gives me a lot of energy and happiness, but something that also sort of terrifies me at the same time. But, right now, you know, I do a lot of solo performances in Austin, just simple sort of acoustic stuff. And when I was in the studio, I got to work with an amazing studio band, and I've just finally gotten my band together in Austin, so we're going to start doing some bigger full band shows, which should be pretty exciting.
What was it like when you were first singing and you could see people singing back to you? How did that feel?
It felt very strange, because as I mentioned before, being a musician or an artist was never something that I thought that I would or could do. So I think that when I started to perform at open mics and doing shows, and I kind of started to notice that people would get really quiet when I sang, or, you know, some people would be singing along, or I could tell that they were visibly, like, emotionally touched by my music. It was very strange. It was a strange feeling, but it was a good feeling. And I think that for me, part of why I'm very drawn to writing and performing music is I feel like it's a way for me to make an impact on people's lives without necessarily, you know, being in close contact with them. I can sort of reach a lot of people at one time. And that is a very good feeling, hoping and that you're helping somebody or, you know, consoling them in some way with your music. I think that's what everybody wants.
When, obviously, when you're not recording, when you're not writing, what kind of music would you say you listen to?
I have very eclectic taste in music. I like a lot of different things. I'm not somebody who can say that they love everything, because that's not true. But I listen to probably mostly like acoustic folk or rock music. I love Ray LaMontagne. He's one of my favorites. Bon Iver. I have a record player and I like a lot of older music like Otis Redding and Ella Fitzgerald and Sam Cooke, stuff like that. So I'm always listening to music. I feel like music makes everything better. I like to run. I like to listen to music when I run and when I clean my house. And it just enhances everything. So I always have something on my record player. I like to listen to albums on Spotify or Pandora.
If you got given the opportunity to work with any musician, any writer or producer, anyone that you would dream to work with, who would you choose and why would you choose that person?
Yeah, that is sort of a hard question. Let me think for a moment. Any musician? I would love to work with Paul Simon. I think I just really respect his career, and I've always, how about you? My dad used to play Paul Simon when I was young, and I feel like whether I realized it or not, he made a big impact on me in terms of like my writing style and my music. And I think it would be amazing to work with him because I love all his stuff and his sound, and I respect his career. I just think he's really awesome. So that's who I would choose, Paul Simon.
That's brilliant. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say Paul Simon before, and I'm quite shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. That's who I would choose.
Brilliant stuff. Right, well, Leo, I just want to say a massive thank you for the chat. Thank you for taking your time today, and I'd love to see that happen. I would pay to see you and Paul Simon play together.
I would pay to see me and Paul Simon play together. No, thanks so much for having me and for contacting me. This was really fun, and, you know, I appreciate it, and it'll be good, so thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure this side as well.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll talk to you again very soon.
Okay, sounds good. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.